My servant Job, chapter 26. Did you ever have pain? Were you ever sorrowful? I hear you saying such strange questions. Naturally, we have had pain at times, and sometimes we have been sad too. Why do you say naturally? When God created the world, there was no pain or sorrow. You still know that, don't you? Then everything was perfect and all creation sang to the honor of God. Where did all this misery come from? Ah, you also know that. Most of you already have your answer ready. Will you give me your answer? Through sin. Right. Sin is the cause of all the pain and sorrow which must be endured in this world. God is not the cause of it, indeed not, but we ourselves are guilty. Yet thousands of people blame God for it. That is ungodly. That is horrible. Are you ever angry at the Lord? You do not dare to give an answer so easily to that question, do you? In my thoughts, I realize that some of you are a little confused. All mankind has become enemies of God through sin. Did you hear distinctly what I said? All mankind. Do you believe that? O children, enmity against God also lives in your hearts. Probably you are shaking your heads and saying, "No, I do not believe that." And yet, it is true. Some people will say to their children, "You must love the Lord Jesus. You must love God." That is so, and we must do it too, but we cannot do it. Through sin, we can only hate God. We surely are miserable and wretched, aren't we? Are you ever grieved because of it? You must ask the Lord often if he will take the enmity and animosity out of your hearts. Ask if the Lord will give you a new heart. Then, yes, then you will really love God, and only then. But if anyone will tell you that you can still have love for God without that, then it is not true. But the people who are converted by God, they have love for God. They do not want to serve sin anymore. They want to live to the honor of God. Then those people who fear God will not have much pain and sorrow anymore, will they? The Lord will take care of that, won't he? God's people will always have happiness and prosperity in the world. Isn't that right? Now give me your answer. I see some of you vigorously shaking your heads. No. What is right, children? Are converted people always rich, happy, and prosperous in this life? No, they are not. We often see that it is just the opposite. The greatest mockers and the greatest cursers often live in the best houses in the villages, and they sometimes own the most expensive automobiles. And the people of God often live in the smallest and poorest houses. Not many rich people serve the Lord in truth, but there are a few. Yet in the days of Isaac and Jacob, a God-fearing man lived in the land of Uz, who was very rich. Job was his name. Most likely the land of Uz lay close to Mesopotamia. Abraham came from this place. Abraham lived there before God called him. You still remember, don't you, that Abraham had a brother by the name of Nahor? Now then, Nahor also had children, and the oldest son of Nahor was Uz. Thus Job most likely was a descendant of Nahor. Hence he belonged to the family of Abraham. Job was the wealthiest man in the whole country. He had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen and 500 asses. Besides, the Bible tells us he had a very great household, which means that he had many men and women servants who worked in the fields and took care of the flocks. There are very few, if any, farmers as rich as he in our country, and who have so much cattle. Job was a ruler among the herdsmen. All people greeted him with great civility as he walked in the streets. The boys who were playing and romping would stop with their fun whenever he came by, and they would bow low before him. Many people would come to him for advice. If there were poor people in the land of Uz who didn't have any food, they would go to the home of Job and ask him for some food. Were they ever pushed away, or did he swear at them? No, Job always helped the poor, and he never swore because this exceedingly rich man feared God. Do you know what is written in the Bible about Job? Let us read it. Job was a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Yes, yes, that is written in the Bible, but is it true? Who is saying that? The Lord himself is saying it, and he never makes a mistake. Job would not swear. Job would not mock. If he heard other people doing it, he would admonish and warn them. Do you do that too, children? If you hear your friends swear, do you warn them? You should, for you are in duty bound to do it. The Lord demands that from us. Every person who lived in the land of Uz knew Job and spoke of him with respect. He was married and had 10 children, 7 boys and 3 girls. The Lord blessed Job exceedingly, for he was, as I have already told you, the wealthiest man in the whole land. Job surely was blessed, wasn't he? But one day a man comes to him running very fast. He pants from running. Big drops of sweat stand on his forehead. Job sees him coming and goes outside. "Master, master," he pants, "we were plowing with the oxen. The asses were grazing next to us, and suddenly a troop of soldiers came upon us. They were Sabaeans, and they fell upon us and killed all your servants who were plowing and taking care of the asses. They then took all your oxen and asses with them. I am the only one who escaped. I ran away quickly, so that they would not catch me." While this messenger is still speaking, a second messenger comes in the distance. When he comes a little closer, he cries, "Master, master, we were with your sheep. Suddenly fire fell from heaven upon the shepherds and the sheep, and it wasn't very long before all the sheep were burned, and the shepherds lay dead upon the ground. I am the only one to escape to bring you the dreadful message." The second messenger is silent. Job is also silent. But look, a third messenger comes running. He quickly approaches and stands before Job and relates, "Master, we were with your 3,000 camels. Suddenly we were surrounded by 3 bands of robbers, Chaldeans, who fell upon us. All the shepherds were slain, and they took your camels with them. I am the only one who could escape to tell you." The fourth messenger approaches. "What now? Will it keep on?" This messenger relates, "Master, your children, your 7 sons and 3 daughters were all together in one house. They were sitting at the table. Suddenly it began to storm violently, so vehemently that the house fell in ruins. All your children are buried and dead under the ruins. I only could escape. Job stands there. Behold, he rends his robe and falls upon the ground. This is terrible for him, isn't it? He has lost everything, his sheep, his camels, his oxen, his asses, yes, he even lost his children. He has nothing anymore. The one moment he is the wealthiest man, and a little later he is the poorest man in the land. And what does he say? Does he begin to swear now? Do you swear sometimes when something nice of yours gets broken? Oh, alas, that happens only too often, but I hope that you will never do it. Job did not do that. Listen to what he says. The Lord at first gave all these things to me. The Lord has now taken them all away from me. It is well. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But how did it come about that so suddenly everything was taken away from him? Couldn't the Lord prevent all this from happening? Of course he could, but the Lord did not prevent it. Why didn't he? Well, children, the devil said to God, "Is it any wonder that Job loves thee? For thou givest him whatever he wants. In this way everyone can love thee. But take everything away from him, and then Job will curse thee." The Lord answers Satan and says, "Try it, and take everything from him, but I forbid you to touch Job himself." Thus it was the devil who sent the robbers, who let fire come down from heaven, and who blew the house in. The devil surely is mighty, isn't he? Yes, that is true, but one thing you must be sure to remember, God permitted it, and therefore the devil could do all these things. And did the devil speak the truth? Did Job curse God? We already told you that Job did not curse, but he was satisfied with it. The devil did not expect that. He was disappointed, for he was the loser. The devil then said, "Yes, but I could not touch Job. I couldn't do him any harm. Job is still healthy, but if Job would become sick, then Job would curse thee." Upon this, the Lord permitted the devil to make Job sick. Suddenly, Job's hands, feet, and legs, head, yes, his entire body was covered with large, ugly boils. They were very painful and at the same time itchy. Poor Job. There he sat among the ashes. He took a potsherd to scrape himself. This is a broken piece of pottery. And did the devil speak the truth? Did Job curse God? No, happily not. Job did not curse God. He was spared from that. Behold, the wife of Job comes walking to him. She says to her husband, "Curse God and die." Do you know what that means? It was as though she said, "You have always worshipped the Lord, but now you can see that it didn't help you. Curse God and make an end to yourself. Kill yourself." Some people hang themselves. Others jump into the water and drown. They are murderers of themselves or suicides. That is something terrible. Pray the Lord that he will keep you from doing this. The wife of Job wanted her husband to do this. That was wicked of her. But Job answered, "What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?" Job's meaning was, no wife. First the Lord blessed me and he made me rich. Now the Lord has taken everything away from me and made me poor. What the Lord does is good. Now Job is no longer honored. All the people do not greet him civilly. Neither do the children bow before Job anymore. No, they mock him and scornfully laugh at him. The children stick out their tongues at Job and tease him. Yes, they even spit at Job. Isn't that naughty? Do you sometimes tease poor afflicted people? Or do you throw stones at a poor miserable man when he is walking on the street? Do you dare to do that? If that is true, then you are cowards. What makes it that you are not such an afflicted one? Did you probably prevent yourself from becoming that way? Can that poor man help that he is so wretched? Shame, and woe to that child who will tease and laugh at a poor, miserable person. God surely will punish that. You must be kind to those poor people, and you should help them. Otherwise, you are bad children. The children of Uz ridiculed poor Job. Look, one day three men come to visit Job. They were three friends of Job. Their names were Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zohar. They heard what had happened to Job, and they have come to comfort him. When they came to him, they did not recognize their former friend. Job had changed so much. They sat down next to him. They could see that he had severe pain. They did not say a word because they were so terribly shocked. No, they had no idea that it was so bad. Is that the same robust, healthy Job of former days? It can hardly be. And yet it is. They sit there in silence for 7 days and 7 nights. Finally, they begin to talk. But they do not comfort Job. No, they begin to accuse him. They say that he is a wicked man, for otherwise God would not punish him so severely. They say, Job, you have done evil and wicked things. You are a hypocrite. Job answers that it is not true. He says, God knows that I am no hypocrite. And then it is written that Job cursed the day of his birth. What? Did Job curse anyway? Did Job curse the Lord? No, children, Job did not curse the Lord. But he did say, Oh, that I had never been born. But he did not curse God. On the contrary, listen to what he does say. You accuse me, but the Lord shall deliver me, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. Thus Job believed that the Lord would help him and that the Lord would be on his side. He believed that he would one day enter heaven. The time would come that he would have no pain, that he would have no sorrow. The three friends shook their heads and said that Job was mistaken and that he was deceiving himself. That surely was sad for Job. However, a fourth friend, Elihu, did say later that Job was no hypocrite. Suddenly a whirlwind came. This is always something fearful. Often a great deal of damage is caused by a whirlwind. But God spoke to Job out of this whirlwind. God answered Job and told him that he created all things and that he not only made everything, but that he also rules and guides all things. Then the Lord spoke to the three friends of Job and he said, You did not speak that which is right. You have said that Job is a hypocrite, but that is not true. Job is not a hypocrite. You must go to Job and ask him to forgive you. You must ask Job if he will pray for you. These friends frightened when God reprimanded them. They did what the Lord commanded them to do, and Job prayed for them. Afterward, the Lord cured Job so that all of those ugly boils disappeared, and Job was again restored to health. All his former friends came to visit him, and each gave him a present. The one gave some money, another brought some cattle. But above all, the Lord blessed Job. He again received sheep, camels, oxen, and asses, so that he once more became wealthy. Yes, he became wealthier than before. He received double the amount of what he had. Before, he had 7,000 sheep. Now he had 14,000. Before, he had 3,000 camels. Now he received 6,000. Before, he had 500 yoke of oxen. Now he received 1,000. Before, he had 500 asses. Now he received 1,000. He had 10 children before. Now he had 10 again. Thus his children were not doubled. After this, Job lived another 140 years. He saw his children and grandchildren, even to the fourth generation. Then Job died, and the devil could not harm him any more. In heaven, Job shall sing eternally to the honor of God. Children, the devil lost. He had said that Job would curse God, but Job did not curse God. The devil always loses, but God always wins. One day, the day of judgment, the devil will be cast into hell forever. And not only the devil, but also all the people who did not serve the Lord in truth here upon earth. Oh, boys and girls, where will you go? Do you ever think about that? There are but two ways, the broad and the narrow way. Pray God that you will never go to hell, because it will be exceedingly dreadful there.